7. They're under pressure.
We come to you, and O God, knowing that thou art our only King.
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with Brother Yasser Ibrahim.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Dear listeners, welcome to another episode of Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with me, Brother Yasser Ibrahim. First and foremost, we would like to congratulate the Muslim Ummah, in reality all of mankind, on this being one of the reported births of the greatest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation. Even though this is a date that has been narrated in history and more so by our Sunni brothers and sisters, but yet because it has historical, kind of backing to it, we also kind of, you know, send our congratulations to our dear brothers and sisters. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to perfect the relationship we have with people based upon the teachings of this great individual. This individual who came as a mercy for all people and for all of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation and for all the worlds. You know, something that we need to ponder upon. What do we mean by worlds? It's all just these physical worlds and these different, you know, groupings and initiatives that we have in this material realm, or not? Is it more than this? That the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was also sent as a mercy for them and for those things that we have no knowledge about. So anything that is related to the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should be emphasized, should be grabbed upon, should be held on tight, for it is something that will enable us to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why this is the week which the great saint and mystic of our time, Imam al-Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi, considered it to be the week of unity. Why? Because whether we accept the first date or whether we accept the second date, it is upon this individual and this particular person that we need to revolve around, and the teaching of this person, which is the teaching of inclusiveness, to bring people together, to live in peace, to live in harmony, as long as there is no interference and the stopping. And there's a whole discussion on this. Yes, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was rahmatul lil alameen. But for those who are not aggressive, those who are not tyrannical, those who do not wish to destroy the name of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wish to destroy people's beliefs and the belief in the Almighty. So inshallah, in our next segment, we'll be introducing a book that speaks about the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So please stay tuned. Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio. And again, our felicitations and congratulations to all Muslims and to all of mankind on this being one of the possible dates of birth narrated in the books of history for the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So the book that we would like to introduce to our dear listeners is titled Apostle of God. It is a book that is a collection of articles that was edited by Sheikh Muhammad Ali Shomali. So in this particular volume, this is a set of different books, or a set of different compilations, that is under the title Islamic Reference Series. So in this particular volume, which is volume 3, which was first published in Great Britain in 2009 by the Institute of Islamic Studies, Islamic Center of England, which is based in London, England, United Kingdom. So some of the articles and some of the titles of the articles that can be found in this volume. First of all, there's a preface. Then a glimpse of the character traits of Prophet Muhammad. An article by Ayatollah Sayyid Abul Fadl Mujtahid Zanjani. The next article, the Prophet Muhammad is portrayed in Nahj al-Balagha by Muhammad Jawad Shomali. The Prophet Muhammad from the Shi'i perspective by Dr. Muhammad Liegenhausen. Subjects of love according to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by Abbas Ali Shamili. And the final article, Pearls of Wisdom, a selection of hadith from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by Hussein Naqavi. So this is basically the format of the book. And obviously we can see there's a different and a vast array of topics that are covered from the personality of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to what Imam Ali alayhi salam said about the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to what the Holy Prophet himself said. As the final article is, you know, a selection of hadith that have come from the blessed mouth of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So inshallah, in our next segment, we'll be reading a portion from one of these articles, or rather the beginning of one of these articles for the benefit of our dear listeners. And hopefully we'll be able to get some benefit by the right of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from these words that he mentioned by these particular individuals in this book. So please stay tuned.
Sacred texts we have received to help us understand where we came from and where we are going as a human race are most rich in helping us find our direction. They narrate stories of our past. But where have they brought us? Where are their messages now? Are we the people of belief, or have we become the people of the boxes? Is there wisdom trapped in our bookshelves? Bookshelves, bookshelves, bookshelves.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio. With me, Brother Yasser Ibrahim. The book that we introduce to our dear listeners in this, the Week of Unity, is titled Apostle of God, which is part of the Islamic Reference Series. It is the third volume of it. It is a collection of articles based on the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and edited by Sheikh Muhammad Ali Shomali. So one of the articles, which is the first article that deals with the characteristics of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by Ayatollah Zanjani, there's a part in it that I thought was quite adequate and appropriate, which is the 13th section of this article that deals with the worship of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So 13, worship. From very early on in life, when he tended sheep at a place called Al-Ajyad, the Prophet cherished seclusion and solitude and spent hours contemplating in the retreat of the desert. He was used to spending long hours meditating and speculating on all aspects of creation around him. He had been in a totally different world from that of his tribe and had never attended the entertainment and amusement gatherings. Furthermore, he did not participate in the pagan ceremonies, nor did he contaminate his hands and mouth with the sacrificial meat offered to the idols. He quickly completed his contemplative journey through the first stage of belief, the oneness of God, Tawheed. That is, he had negated through reason and contemplation all but the monotheistic God. He hated the idols and used to say, "I hate nothing more than these idols." In order to pass through the second stage of the proclamation of oneness of God, Tawheed, the stage of affirmation, his God-given lofty spirit and flowing thought soared high above the visible world, beyond the boundaries of the phenomena, beyond the boundaries of the visible world, and in an amazing yet fleeting transient phenomena, he contemplated the omnipotent and everlasting Creator. He used to acknowledge this in his heart. "Lo, I have turned my face towards him who created the heavens and the earth as one by nature upright, and I am not of the idolaters." Chapter 6, verse number 79 of the Holy Quran. Anyway, there's too much to say about the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that by the right of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are of those who truly inculcate his teachings, his behavior in ourselves, so that we become closer to him, inshallah. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Bookshelf with Brother Yasser Ebrahim on RIB English Radio.